folks, and welcome to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle news, The Ben Show. I am your host, Rebecca Warner, aka Beck. And you know, we say it all the time. We love hearing your comments, your stories, your ideas. Get a hold of us anytime. Call or text 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always drop an email to benradioshow@gmail.com. Ryan Long, as always, is my co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart, and he has been holding down the fort. So if I sound like I'm a little awkward, a little farther away, that's because right now I am out in Alaska enjoying a family cruise. A lot of times that's a bucket list item, I know, for most people, is to do an Alaskan cruise land tour. I'm going to be doing that as well. Tigger, how are you holding up?
Don't ask. you're doing all this fun. I'm not even going on Google or chat to see how many miles it is away from where, from home to where you're at. But is it 3 hours that you're behind me right now in time? Is that right?
Yes. I am 3 hours behind you. And it's been kind of funny when you bring up the whole time zone thing. It's been hilarious because I'm traveling with my family, my mom's siblings, so my aunts and uncles. I'm trying to chaperone a bunch of aunts and uncles, okay? And it's funny how doing the math, because of where they've all come from across the United States, and when we were in Vancouver, we were on Pacific time, and now in Alaska, we're one more hour behind. So it's almost, that's been a job in itself to get everybody on the same page at the same time.
So you're 1 week into the vacation. You've got another week ahead of you. And so everybody is alive so far when you say chaperoning all of the adults.
Nobody has gone overboard. And it's hilarious you just said that, because this is all people that are on my mom's side of the family, and they do not swim. Mm. So when we're a family that, you know, Tigger very well, we razz each other, we give each other a lot of grief. But then when I need to like shut it down, I always remind them, remember, I'm the only strong swimmer in this whole group. I will throw you over.
So what has been, what's been the weather like so far? Has it been really nice? I mean, has it been colder than expected? What has it been like?
Well, we started out the trip. We left Vancouver a week ago, and there it was 60 degrees, sunshine. We couldn't get over how nice and lush. I found out this about Vancouver. They only get a little bit of snow. That's it. It turns out the ocean, how it comes in there, it keeps the snow from forming. So it's actually a very mild climate, and the flowers and the trees were just gorgeous. You would have thought you were in Seattle or further down into California, just how pretty and lush it was. But correct, as we moved north up inside what they call the Inside Passage, there, that was probably the choppiest part of the trip. We had pretty good waves. I had some family members, one in particular, he's really big into fishing, has his own fishing boat, and had the same, sure enough, he was the one that was locked to his cabin all day with seasickness.
Uh-huh.
So we've seen a little of everything, but the weather has been mostly rainy and windy, and I'm really glad that I'm from where I'm from, a cold climate where I just threw on my rain gear and went outside and still enjoyed the views, or sat in the hot tub in the rain anyway, where everyone thought I was crazy.
So a few of the places that you've been so far, and I know you've got a whole pile here going forward your next week, but I know Ketchikan, Juneau, Skagway, Alaska, those are some places. Which is the one, and maybe it's not one of those, but what is the one place? Maybe it's Anchorage, I don't know, but I know that there's one that is only accessible by boat. Is it one of those, Ketchikan, Juneau, or Skagway?
Yes, correct. Yeah, Juneau, did you know you can't drive to Juneau, and that is the capital city of Alaska. Yes. It's known for the gold rush of 1880 is when it was founded. But yeah, isn't that crazy? You have to fly in or take a ferry to get it, which is just wild in my own mind. And that has been the biggest thing, I think, for all of the family, the friends, people I've met along the way. They all getting used to and seeing how bush pilots, you hear about bush pilots, Well, yeah, it's seriously. I mean, they almost it seems like every family owns a plane, just like we all own a pickup and a car, you know? That's just a part of their transportation in life.
So one of the things I wanted to ask you, and obviously Beck and I were talking off air, it wasn't just once a week that we're touching base with each other, but you had said on the cruise ship going up to Alaska, one of the things you said is that I would be okay with it. I don't know if I would because I'm not a lover of boats, but you said you could see the land from both sides. And when you started getting closer to Alaska and you started seeing glaciers, one of the things you said that I'd never heard this before, but you said that the glaciers are calving. And is that the right word? Calving, like a cow has a calf? Calving?
Yes, that is. That's what they call it right now.
So what is that?
I'm glad I brought the binoculars with. What it is the movement of the large ice and snow pieces as they break off and they start falling into the bay waters. So if you've ever heard of Glacier Bay National Park, oh my gosh, it is gorgeous. Actually, I was just there yesterday. I highly recommend it if you ever get a chance. But we just stopped our cruise ship just so we could look and at this beautiful panoramic, almost 360-degree view of mountains with glaciers. And then what was really neat with the Holland America, they work with the national park system. So these national park people came out in a little dinghy. Can you imagine coming out in a little dinghy in choppy waters up to this massive cruise ship? And they hooked onto them and lifted them up. And that itself was neat to see. But it's one of those national parks you have to see from the water.
Oh.
So calving with the ice coming down and breaking off, like I said, yes, that's called calving. You can hear it. So imagine how far. It's not like we can go and drop anchor right by shore, right? We're pretty far off, but you can still hear that movement of cracking and shifting and the ice falling.
So I'm looking at the time here, and you told me that you were on a tight schedule, which was part of the cruise of putting together some of the adventures that you're going to be on. So, and we still got a little ways here to go through with the program. So I'm going to throw it to break for you. And coming up here after the break, one of our avid listeners sent in something that I had kind of heard of before, but I needed to investigate this. And this is going to blow your mind. If you've got all of the money in the world, especially about $18,000, this is what you could drop it on if you are needing said services. So stay tuned. We've got a lot more of the Ben Show coming up right after this.
Hey, guys and gals, this is John Armand with Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV. Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV travels the back roads to the backwaters in pursuit of the ultimate adventure in hunting and fishing. Join Team UOA every week for exciting action in the crosshairs of the outdoors. Catch Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV on YouTube, Amazon Prime, and make sure to follow Team UOA on Facebook and Instagram to share in the ultimate outdoor adventure.
The hunt, the stories, the memories. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Let me capture and preserve that hunt, that story, that memory with a trophy mount to last you a lifetime. Look us up on Facebook at JB's Wildlife Designs to see samples of our taxidermy and reach out at any time with any and all questions you may have. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Taxidermy is my passion. Let me preserve yours.
Hey, this is Michelle Miller, otherwise known as the Farm Babe. I would like to personally invite you to the world's first floating farm cruise. Yes, a cruise in the tropics geared directly to farmers and ranchers. Join me and the rest of my crew January 29th through February 2nd, 2026, as we depart from Galveston, Texas, and make our way to Cozumel. Exclusive farm tours, networking, contests and entertainment, speakers, and a whole lot more on the Farm Cruise. Head to thefarmcruise.com and book your spot today.
Welcome back to the Ben Show, your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle. Your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck, is live from, is it Juneau, Alaska, Beck? Is that where you're at, if you're still on the line, by the way?
Right now, actually, I am at the College Fjord, which is it's a bay inside of Alaska there. So I'm on the cruise ship. Today I'm on the ship just viewing the beautiful landscapes. It's almost a 360-degree view of the fjords, and keeping my eyes out for orcas and whales right now. I keep grabbing my binoculars during break.
Life is tough right now. So here's what came in. An email came into us earlier in the week and said, Beck, you will bring up all of these various different subjects and topics that no one ever thinks of, and nobody knows how you found how you find this information. And this one was a question from a listener that asked, have you ever heard of alpha male boot camps? Alpha male boot camps. And I'm going to come back to that in just a little bit. Now, you have gone to summer camp, right? When you were younger, you went to like basketball camp, right? And I think you went to Farmers Union camp a time or two.
Oh, yes. I was from a family. My dad actually really believed in us kids going to any kind of camp that was in whichever sport we were in. And then he also believed that we needed to always leave and go away for a few days to a camp that was maybe on a lake or somewhere, but just to meet, learn how to be put in an environment where you know nobody and you make new friends.
Okay, this isn't exactly like that. I mean, you are put in an environment where you don't know anybody. I don't know if you make friends after this one. It's called the Alpha Male Boot Camp. And if you got $18,000 burning a hole in your pocket, you can sign up for one of these. It's basically a high intensity, about a 72-75 hour program where they take different entrepreneurs, guys, okay, male, entrepreneurs, executives, and it's where they're seeking this personal transformation, and they go through extreme, extreme physical and emotional challenges. I don't know, to find your little inner hairy man, I guess, to become the beast, maybe, is what they're trying to do. But here's some of the things, like they'll crawl on railroad tracks, getting down, hose down with water. You got to do all of these different calisthenics. There's hand-to-hand combat. In fact, a number of the individuals that are the hosts, if you will, and the instructors are ex-military professionals, which makes sense, you know, to overcome adversity and things like that. But there was one that was called the Modern Day Night Project. It's closed now. I mean, they haven't been taking any more courses for about a year, but it cost $18,000 for 75 hours of pure misery. And after this 75 hours, you're supposed to be transformed into this mighty beast.
Okay. But my question though is you transformed into a mighty beast, or your mind, your brain is transformed more so? Because we all know you can't get rid of all the fat that we've accumulated in 75 hours. Is it this more of like a mental game with yourself to kind of teach yourself to overcome, not be scared?
Yes.
You can do it.
Yes,
kind
of
a thing, right?
Absolutely. Yes. A major psychological, get yourself amped up, deal with all of these past issues that a person may or may not have. Now, there are other camps like this. And so yes, I appreciate, I got to go back. And this was Matthew, actually, is who sent this to us. So thank you, Matthew. And I did some research a little bit more for you, Matt. And yes, there are other modern day or alpha male boot camps that exist. In fact, there was one in Florida just a week or two ago that they had a very recent event, and it was their inaugural price of only $2,000, actually $1,897 for the weekend. Other camps that exist in other parts of the country is as high as $15,000. It's $15,000 to go to these just high intensity, basically like a miniature basic training, but not quite to that level. Does that make sense?
It makes complete sense. So I'm going to interject because This has been actually an idea I've had for many years, even with my family, was that we create something similar to this and call it a cowboy boot camp, call it ranch camp, something like that. But it's taking folks that are maybe, we'll say, from the cities, from somewhere else, put them in a whole different environment and let them realize how much they can actually achieve. And while we've been sitting here, I was Googling on my phone, and get this. There is a out in Queensland, which is in the UK, there's a farmer there himself who has jumped on the train of this, and his is also only like a week. He charges $18,000, and he's calling it the Viking Farmer Boot Camp. The Viking Warrior Farmer Boot Camp.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
And you go through his process. And really, I mean, he's making you trudge through mud, you're throwing hay bales, you're building fence, but it's not to go so much physically fit. He's taking people that are, like you said, like vice presidents of companies, like very well, or people that otherwise maybe just need their mentality kind of switched around, and just showing them how you can get into a different environment and realize how much you can conquer. Like, you can learn. There's a mountain in front of you. How do you get over the mountain? He's showing you and building up your confidence that any problem out there, you can get around it.
So you're not talking a vacation ranch where you can come and do this. This place in the UK is more legit.
He is 68 years old, this man is. He's the third generation farmer, and he just realized that there was a need for males, alpha. He's following this entire alpha male movement. Okay, so in other words, it's just, I think it's catching on across the world. I'm going to put it that way, that sometimes because of technology, the way a lot of times some of our only interactions, et cetera, over TikTok, Instagram, Reels, that a lot of men are trying to find themselves and build up their own confidence instead of always second guessing and questioning what they're doing. It's kind of bringing out that more objective, being able to just make decisions and have that empowerment. I think that's the word I was looking for.
And
that's kind of, I think, what I'm getting from understanding what this movement's about.
Conquering those various different obstacles. There's been a few different TV shows, because you and I even watched a couple of them, right? Where it's different people. I know there was one where there was a bunch of famous actors or, you know, sports stars or something like that, that they went to some sort of a boot camp, but that was different. That was like 8 weeks, or at least it seemed like 8 weeks, because they needed to spread it out over public television, right? Do you remember watching some of those programs, and they were always ran by ex-Navy SEALs or different operators or something like that? And it was about conquering these internal battles that you have. But it was, you had to swing the sledgehammer and you get the tire and do all these different obstacles and solve these problems and deal with problems.
So, but I think this is really interesting, and I like how they're calling them these alpha boot camps, because I'm going to jump in from a women's standpoint, especially in the last several years, as those women have really gotten into the outdoors. We've become very understanding, appreciative. We want to know firearms. There's become lots of boot camps for empowering women along the same line, so that they feel very confident of their male counterparts. It doesn't surprise me in this day and age how everybody has to do, political correctness, and you get all nervous on what you might may or may not be able to say, that they would create something now for the male environment so that they too can build back kind of that backbone, that feeling of pride and knowing that you can do this.
Well, Beck, I'm looking at the clock. It's time to go to break, but I'm just going to say this. I am more alpha male and Viking warrior than you can handle. Crew, you're listening to the Ben Show.
That's funny. You're saying that because I'm 1,000 miles. No, I'm like 3,000 miles away from you right now. So much I want to say right now. All right, let's toss it to break. There'll be more of the Ben Show right after this.
Yeah. Is there that particular pair of boots or that shirt or pair of jeans that you just can't find anywhere else? Check out Medora Boot and Western Wear. Medora Boot and Western Wear is the go-to for boots, jeans, especially jackets, and even those hard-to-find accessories that make perfect gifts. Check out MedoraBoot.com, or better yet, give Kim a call at 701-623-1005 and tell Kim that Tigger and Beck sent you. For the latest in Western and outdoor practical and fashionable wear, there is only one, Medora Boot and Western Wear.
This is Beck. First, I appreciate all of you for listening and making The Bend part of your week. Many of you have asked, how do I catch past episodes? The answer is super easy. Head to thebendshow.com and click on the Shows tab. There you can listen to every episode all the way back to episode one. Podcasters, head to your favorite podcasting app and search The Bend. You'll find us. Be sure to follow and subscribe and never miss another episode again. You've waited, dreamt of a hunting adventure, and now have harvested that trophy of a lifetime. Keep the memory alive with a custom-designed mount preserved as a work of art. Check out our approved taxidermist. Depending on your location, the award-winning Schneider Taxidermy is located in Helena, Montana. When hunting the Dakotas, JB's Wildlife Designs in Mandan, North Dakota, then Shadron Creek Taxidermy in Nebraska, and for the Central USA, Little Rack Taxidermy in Macomb, Illinois. Reach out to The Bend Show and let us help you find the right taxidermist.
Welcome back to The Bend Show, your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle. I'm your host, Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck. And right along, shotgun, my producer, co-host, and he's taking care of everything back home, Jeff Tigger Earhart. All right, I thought I would share this little info with you, because as we get into summer, a lot of times booking and figuring out where we're going to stay, especially if you're traveling with a party of more than just you and maybe your significant other, your wife, maybe you've got a few more people, you got some extra family, some extra friends, you have a lot of kids of your own. There sometimes have been some bad news about Airbnbs or VRBOs. Those are where you can rent someone's home to actually use as a vacation spot to stay at, then versus a hotel. Well, I'm going to tell you that I do actually really like using Airbnbs or VRBOs. You can Google those. They're easy to Google and search. And it might sound kind of crazy staying in someone else's home while they're not there, but there's a lot of perks, because then it kind of feels like you're at home, right? Versus sometimes in a hotel. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is, like, for example, Airbnb, they've decided to expand their offerings with unique experiences. So say you're going to go to some of these different areas in the country, bigger cities, maybe some areas that are a little bit more traveled, more touristy. Get this, they're starting to add in where you can add amenities, such as somebody that's going to cook for you. Like some of these homes, these people are actually like lining it up where you could have a personal chef that'll come in and cook for you a couple of days while you're staying in that home. How nice would that be? They're adding in ways that you can quickly, conveniently get tour guides that are local to where you're traveling to, and down to even offering like wellness offerings, like having people they know that are with their home that they've vetted it out already, and they'll come in and give you a massage, maybe they'll give you some yoga lessons. I'm just telling you, it's just a whole nother way of looking at how you make your summer, fall, your plans for the next year. And I thought it was a great topic to bring up, because Tigger and I, we've done Airbnbs. Not too long ago, we held like a big gathering down in Deadwood, South Dakota. There was three families, right? Remember that, honey? We each had our own floor. And it was, wasn't that awesome just to be able to come back to that one location? We were all there, but yet we still had plenty of room.
I like it because of the privacy and the fact that, you know, I mean, it's just, it's a little more homey. That's what I like about the Airbnb. And sometimes when I know when you check the prices between an Airbnb versus a hotel room, if you're going to a convention, like we do a lot of times, and staying downtown, that can get awfully darn pricey. So, you know, an Airbnb may be another option, especially if you get a few other couples to go in on it.
Exactly. And you and I, we have a reservation already set for out in Duluth, Minnesota area. You have a niece that's going to get married in August. And we were quite sticker shocked when we found out how expensive Duluth, Minnesota can get it during the summer months, where we realized your parents, your sister and her family and us, we realized there was actually quite a bit of money to be saved by all of us going in on an Airbnb. All right. So don't make it feel like I'm pushing you to try these ventures like an Airbnb or VRBO is the other one I've tossed at you. But I'm just wanting you to keep your options open and just think outside the box. And what's it hurt to give it a try one time? All right, folks, thanks for sticking with us. This has been another crazy episode, but we're going to call this show wrapped regardless. And remember to keep sending in your questions, especially if you have something spot worthy for us to share, maybe a recipe for us to try out this summer. And again, that number you can call or text anytime is 305-900-2363. Again, 305-900-2363. Or you can always reach us by email, bendradioshow@gmail.com. We love hearing and seeing what's going on in your life. I got to tell you, we love seeing the stories you have to share. If you missed part of our episode or want to hear past shows, you can find them all on the website, thebendshow.com. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting app and to The Bend Show YouTube channel. Finally, a big thanks to all of you listeners who came along once again. And whether you're coming or going today, stay with us as we ranch it up. And remember to keep up with me back all week long by following The Bend on Facebook and on Instagram at The Bend Show. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch back if you can next week on The Bend.